your machine. Suddenly a website appears on your screen. It's a dating site, you know the kind. You think, what have I got to lose? Well, $29.99 a month, it turns out. That's how it starts. You've got the online dating blues. So you type in your credit card to start shopping for men. You check off when you're looking for handsome, rich, and thin. Only three guys pop up. And honestly, if you had to choose, maybe being single isn't so bad after all. That's how it goes. You got the online dating blues. You check your mailbox in the morning. You stay up late at night. You know you should be working, but instead you're on the site. Reading profiles and checking email every hour for any news on the hour and the half hour and the quarter hour. That's how it goes. You've got the online dating blues. Now you've browsed 3 dozen profiles and you're starting to wonder why all of the men your age want someone 15 years younger. It's enough to make a girl just want to give up and go out shopping for shoes. Time for a little retail therapy. That's when you know you've got the online dating blues. Most of the time you lose, but you keep trying for that jackpot. That's how it goes. You've got the online dating blues. Now you're deep in correspondence, the best you've had in years. You start to get your hopes up, then the guy just disappears. He won't return your emails or your phone calls. It's like he handed you a Rubik's Cube. You're obsessing, driving yourself crazy trying to figure it out. That's how it goes. You got the online dating blues. You check your mailbox in the morning. You stay up late at night. You know you should be working, but instead you're on the site. Reading profiles and checking email every hour for any news. Ah, hell, you know you're checking it every 5 minutes. Goes, you've got the online dating blues. Now you finally got a date, but when he walks in the door, you realize his pictures are from 20 miles ago. And he wasn't a string bean then. I guess it's just called paying your dues.